Chapter 3. Holden. There was something to be said for living a life that didn't involve lengthy interrogations. By that standard, at least, Holden had not lived his well. When he and the rest of the Rocinante's crew had agreed to be debriefed, he'd guessed that it would be more than just the events surrounding the attack on Earth by the Free Navy. There was more than enough to talk about, after all. The chief engineer on Tycho Station, who'd been exposed as a mole for Marco Enaros, the abduction and rescue of Monica Stewart, the loss of the protomolecule sample, the attack that had nearly killed Fred Johnson. And that was just for him. Naomi and Alex and even Amos would have whole volumes of their own to contribute. He hadn't expected that the questioning would spread out from there like a gas to fill all available space. For weeks now, his days had been filled with 12 to 16 hours of talking through anything and everything in his life. The names and histories of all 8 of his parents, his school records, his abortive naval career, what he knew about Naomi, about Alex, about Fred Johnson, his relationship with the OPA, with Dmitry Havelock, with Detective Miller. Even after hours of review, he wasn't sure about the last one. Sitting in the small room across from the UN interrogators, Holden had done his best to take apart his life until that point and lay it open before them. The process chafed him. The questions cycled back and jumped around as if they were trying to catch him out in a lie. They went into strange little cul-de-sacs. What were the names of the people he'd served with in the Navy? What did he know about each of them? And stayed there far longer than seemed justified. His 2 primary questioners were a tall, light-skinned woman with a long, serious face named Markov, and a short, pudgy man called Glendinning, with hair and skin the same color of brown. They took turns pushing him and building rapport, subtly cutting him down to see if he'd get angry, and what he'd say when he did, and then being almost uncomfortably affectionate with him. They brought him limp, greased.